Well, it was a slippery Thanksgiving holiday weekend on area roads, resulting in multiple vehicle crashes. Joining us on the final segment of the show, Fond du Lac County Sheriff's Captain Bill Totick. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Greg.
Pleasure having you on the program. Just pulling up some of the crashes that happened in the city and in the county. There was a crash, a two-vehicle crash on 41 southbound near County Highway N. That would have been on Saturday night. There was a report of a vehicle rollover on 41 northbound near Hickory. Report of a truck hitting a pedestrian at Division and Main in Fond du Lac. Multiple vehicle crash at Highway 23 and UU. A report of the roads icing up as the temperatures drop below freezing. Multiple crashes. It was wasn't very good driving conditions over the weekend.
No, especially since it was the holiday weekend too. That added to the amount of people that were on the roadway didn't help things as well. But running our numbers, I had generated since last Wednesday, we've had a total of 44 accidents or runoffs. During that time span, and breaking it down, it was especially Saturday and Sunday that we were the busiest. We had a total of 30 accidents or runoffs, 16 of those being accidents, reportable accidents, three of them being injury accidents, but there was nothing of great significance. Everyone is expected to pull through.
All right, no serious injuries in any of those crashes.
No, fortunately. So, you know, you look at the silver lining, that's one of them. There wasn't anything that was life-threatening, but definitely made for a busy weekend for the deputies.
Right, exactly. It's not like we got a lot of precipitation, but we got that layer of slush. And then when the temperature went below freezing, as I mentioned, some of the posts on the sheriff's log, when the temperature went below freezing, that slush turned into ice.
Right. And that's what you really, you know, when you're traveling, I was coming through this too. We were out of town for the week, for the holidays, and coming through, you could see that it was hovering around that 32 mark. That's when you got to really start, even though people are going 55 or 60, it's like you can hit stretches of black ice now, and that's where these accidents occur. People are going by thinking everything is, you know, highway speed, and then all of a sudden they hit that little stretch where it dips, you know, 30, 31 degrees. And that's where we tend to have our problems.
I think maybe because you're in law enforcement, you see this every day. I cover this every day in the news. And so when I'm out on the highway and I know this, I'm slowing down, I'm not going the speed limit, and I see people going the speed limit like it's just a normal driving day. They're not paying. And I'm thinking, what are they doing? But they don't live that every day, but people have the driving conditions weren't right for going the speed limit.
Right. And it's, you know, especially on I-41 seems to be one that really, and it's maintained tremendously well by the county. They are out there 24/7. They're making sure that road is clear. Doesn't mean it still can't ice up. And in spots, you have those trouble spots like we talked about. But I transitioned coming home the other day from Highway 21 and got on 41. And people are still going 70, 75. It's like it's the same conditions. You know, the road may be maintained slightly better, but it's just a recipe for disaster. And like you said, that's why we had those crashes on the major highways.
Right. And you have the traffic, not only people heading back from the holiday on Saturday and Sunday, but you also had that coupled with the deer hunters who are out there as well.
Right. So they're packing up Saturday and Sunday and leaving, and yeah, everybody's in a big rush to get home. But it, like you had mentioned earlier, it's always better to slow down just a little bit, especially on the two-lane roads. Let people pass you. You know, it's, you don't want to impede traffic, but you're the one that makes the decision whether you want to get home safely or not. People need to slow down. And a lot of times by you slowing down, you're doing these folks in behind you a favor as well.
Right. Some people feel like they have to keep up with the traffic flow. And on Interstate 41, my thought is, if people think that they can go 70 to 75, let them go in the left lane, but stay in the right-hand lane and travel at a speed that you feel comfortable at. And if that's below the speed limit, then travel below the speed limit and let them go by you.
Absolutely. I think we talked, what, 2 or 3 weeks ago, and we had that freezing event where I was on 41, and thank goodness for the semi-drivers actually kind of blocked all three lanes, and they were down to about 35 miles an hour, and that impeded the rest of the traffic. And otherwise, you know, somebody would have went flying through. But in this case, they set the kind of the speed limit, and I think everyone, you know, they got the hint then.
Right. All right. Well, fortunately, out of all of these accidents that happened over the weekend, and there were a lot, fortunately, there were no serious injuries. Fond du Lac County Sheriff's Captain Bill Totic. Bill, great to have you on the show.
Thanks for having me, Greg.